When the top U.S. oil companies announced huge increases in profits this week, many consumer advocates cried foul. At a time when American motorists are paying record-level prices for gasoline, some in the U.S. Congress think the oil company profits should be scrutinized closely. The U.S. Senate Finance Committee is seeking tax return information on top U.S. oil companies from the Internal Revenue Service. And some politicians are calling for a windfall profit tax. Of course, oil companies oppose such a move, citing similar or even higher profit increases in other industries, such as pharmaceuticals, that have not caused an uproar. Oil industry analysts say a windfall profits tax might be counterproductive. Bob Tippy, editor of Houston-based Oil and Gas Journal, says large oil company profits could benefit consumers in the end.
Consumers aren't going to cheer oil industry profits when gasoline prices are high. Everybody knows that. But in fact, those profits will go into the development of future supply that consumers need.
While some of the money earned by oil companies is paid to shareholders through dividends, much of it is reinvested into exploration, acquisition, and production. At their annual meeting here in Houston Wednesday, the directors of the Chevron Corporation announced a 15.5% increase in the dividend, but also outlined plans for increased spending in development. Company executives say production can be expected to increase by 3% a year over the next 5 years as a result of new discoveries and ongoing development projects. Bob Tippy says U.S. oil companies would spend more on development if they could go everywhere oil is to be found.
There are two general problems. One, in the United States, we make the East and West Coasts virtually off limits for exploration. Companies can't drill in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge coastal plain of Alaska and so forth. So there are political limits in the United States. And then outside the United States, more and more exploration acreage is controlled by national oil companies.
Tippy says the high prices for crude oil in recent years has spurred many state-owned oil companies to develop more fields and boosted profits for U.S.-based oil services companies that often participate in such projects.
We're already seeing some projects to increase supply, especially in Saudi Arabia, Abu Dhabi, Kuwait. The big producers are aggressively developing new capacity, which will come on stream in the next few years.
Tippy says the increased supply, coupled with an expected slowdown in demand, will eventually move the price of oil lower. He says the important question is whether the demand reduction comes as a result of a worldwide recession set off by higher oil prices or from a more moderate economic slowdown. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.